where the Bearcats victorious right here at Hurt Field, 34-21. They'll go on to the regional title game next weekend. We'll be right back here on Cruise 102 FM.
Interested in saving money and receiving more insurance protection? With auto owners' multi-policy discounts, you can. Discounts received on your home and car insurance will often cover the cost of life insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design a program that's just right for you and your family. Auto Owners Insurance, providing safe, sound, secure, and affordable insurance protection.
Hi, I'm Sean McVay from the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVay Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Signature Bank salutes all of our area sports teams. Hi, this is Chuck Wright. Everyone at Signature Bank promotes academic achievement and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We are always finding better, faster, and easier ways to serve the financial needs of our hometowns and communities. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back here to Herb Field, where the Bearcats have knocked off Saginaw New Bell 34-21. We're going to go on to play either Ravenna or Merrill. Coach Sweeney and the gang will go down to, I believe that game's in Merrill tomorrow, I think. And they'll scout that one at the 1 o'clock start, so they'll get a good chance to see what the Bulldogs and the Vandals have to offer come next weekend, because that football game is going to be right here at Herb Field, either Friday night or Saturday. Just depends on who wins. And who wants to do the traveling, whether it's Friday night or Saturday?
Well, I think you're right in saying that there is a considerable advantage to being at your home field. You're in front of your home crowd. Just a lot of things that you can do here that you can't do.
Sure.
That you can't do while you're away.
Well, Coach Sweeney said it in the pregame. As long as we don't have to get on the big yellow bus. You know, and it's one thing because the kids can just keep their routine. Mm-hmm. You know, it's after school. They can do their thing just like it's a regular Friday night game. They don't have to worry about, you know, making that hour and a half bus trip to, you know, somewhere. And then, you know, because it just seems like teams don't do well when they got to, you know, go any distance. They step off that bus. They're a little relaxed. They're kind of like,
get sleepy.
Yeah.
You get on that bus,
yeah.
You know, a nice warm bus. You know, like I said earlier, you know, it's... You know, it's pretty natural to sit back, relax, somebody else is doing the driving, you're thinking about the game or whatever, and, you know, you step off that bus and the ice hits you. I mean, it's, you know, it shocks your system, that's for sure. But, yeah, you know, Coach Sweeney, I think if he had his way, they'd play the finals here.
No,
if he could, you know, next weekend, you know, Merrill and Ravenna, they're not close, obviously. So, again, another long bus trip, and if it's a Saturday afternoon start, it really makes for a long day as, you know, the kids got to get up early and, you know, get to the school, get on the bus, get the equipment all rounded up, and then head it over here and get here an hour or so before game time. So, I mean, yeah, it's definitely an advantage for Rubley. All they have to do is, you know, basically get up, come to the school here, you know, whenever they feel like, and, you know, definitely don't have the travel to contend with.
Final thoughts, Coach?
Well, I think Coach Becker and Coach Sweeney should be proud of these kids. They played a great game of football tonight, and they earned it. The bottom line, they've been out here working since August 9th, and they made a real good point for making the drive now all the way to Ford Field.
Yeah, I agree with the coach there. I mean, like I said earlier, the Subley team, a lot of people didn't know what to expect. I was, you know, myself, I was skeptical. I was, you know, thinking, oh, I think they're a playoff team, but I don't think... you know, they're a dominant team, but the win here tonight, I think it really is going to open up a lot of eyes as, you know, you look at some of these other teams in Division 7, as a few more are going to fall here tonight, and the Ubley Bearcats, I think that's a team that a lot of other teams aren't going to want to face, but, you know, the Hudson Tigers, they had a crack at them last year and beat them, but they got to be looking at this win over New Bell as saying, all right, here comes Ubley again, so if they meet up with a Hudson or an Ishpeming or one of the other perennial powers, you know, Ravenna or Merrill, a couple of good teams in Division 7 as well, so I can't imagine either one of those teams are going to be too excited about making the trip over here just for that fact that, you know, Ubley's been playing so well.
That's going to wrap it up here from Ubley for us here. For Coach Dave Rowland, Jason Partica, I'm Rick Glauza saying so long. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll be right back here next weekend for more high school football as Ubley will take on either Ravenna or Merrill for the regional title and for the right to play in the state semifinal. So for all of us here in the press box, we'll send it back to the studios of Cruise 102 for more news, sports, and information and music throughout the course of the evening. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next weekend, everybody.
See you next.